It's time for Ministry Update with Salem Media Group Ministry Development Director, John Stolz.
This is Ministry Update. I'm John Stolz, Ministry Development Director here at WTLN, where every week our goal is to bring you up to date on local and national ministries as well as nonprofits. Today, we're going to kind of depart from our normal format. And we have with us Dr. Andrew Knight. And Dr. Knight is an apologist, I guess would be the way to put it. Correct, Andrew?
Yes, sir. Christian apologist.
You're in a process now of working on your PhD. How involved is that now?
Well, it's like this. If you have time to exhale, you're doing good. there's not a lot of time to do anything else, and it's a real discipline to not be distracted and to focus. For me, anyhow, I'm not speaking for anyone else, but it's just a real discipline. I think it probably would be for anyone doing a PhD that you just have to stay focused. You have to manage your time. You have to keep track of deadlines, and you got to keep a lot of balls in the air. Got to be conscientious about a lot of different items at one time, and but it's a lot of fun, a lot of hard work, but it's a lot of fun. It's really a passion for me. I'm studying the apologetics. The title of my dissertation will be The Apologetic Method of the Anabaptists During the 16th Century in Western Europe.
Okay, that seems a pretty heavy load. Let me ask you a couple of questions here.
Sure.
For our listeners, this morning I went out and I looked at artificial intelligence and put in ChatGPT and asked, what is the study of apologetics? And the definition came back, Christian apologetics is a branch of theology. And it goes back to 1 Peter 3:15 saying,
Exactly.
Always yep. Be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks you to give a reason for the hope that you have.
Yes.
What drove you to get into apologetics?
Well, the first seminary I went to was in Connecticut, and we had a course in apologetics, and like a good graduate course, the professor taught, I think there was actually four or five different types of apologetics. It was just very interesting to me, and of course, he kind of leaned in on presuppositional apologetics, which a nicer way to explain that or communicate that is biblical apologetics. In a subtle way, he pressed that presuppositional the most. Of course, you know, professors a lot of time are trying to get you to make up your own mind and just present the facts.
Who are some of your favorite apologists? One that I can recall, I read a lot, of course, of C.S. Lewis. And
yeah,
give
he
me
would
some
be
na-
classical. There's not a lot, but to be honest with you, I would go with Gary Bahnsen, Dr. Gary Bahnsen. He has a PhD in the theory of knowledge. And he makes a great argument for biblical apologetics, that to go outside the Bible to prove the Bible is an inferior approach.
Now, that is an interesting concept.
Okay. And that's what all the other ones do. And then there's another guy named Dr. Paul Nelson, one of the best I've ever seen, a contemporary. He's, as far as I know, he's still living. And I have his book here, Presuppositionalism, A Biblical Approach to Apologetics. And he probably... Without a doubt, he's probably read Bonson and the other one I'm thinking of, the other author. The one that popularized the name was Van Til. I'm trying to think of the first name. Dr. Van Til was a professor. He went to Princeton. He knew that school was going liberal. And a few years after he graduated, they started Westminster, also in Philadelphia, and he was called back. He was in, I think, the upper Midwest, and he was called back to become a professor of theology there in apologetics, and he taught for 40 years.
Now, you've written a couple of books, I think, right now, about five books in all, and I'm just going to pick out a couple of titles. Of course, Does God Exist is one of them, and that is right down the lines of one of the major themes of apologetics. And
right.
The Problem with Suffering, was that the first one that you penned?
Well, those are subjects within, those are actually names of, I'm not sure if you're looking at my website, those are names of courses that I teach on my Institute for Biblical Apologetics. But those are kind of standard course titles in apologetics. Those are standard issues to be addressed, the problem of suffering, and the existence of God, developing a biblical worldview, biblical manhood and womanhood. Those are all, and those are in my first apologetic book called Transformational Truth, Volume 1.
Answers that, or
the hard questions.
The hard questions.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
I don't have that chapter open, but or in front of me. But there's all kinds of hard questions in the Bible. Let me just give you an example. This may not be an apologetic thing, but for instance, you know, in some gospels they say the feeding of the 5,000. Another gospel says feeding of 4,000. Many times we have questions that don't seem to add up in that we read in the Bible, but what God wants us to do is pursue Him harder.
Gotcha.
And when we pursue Him harder, we find the answers.
And then
we find in many cases, answers to hard questions. Well, for example, why does God allow suffering? Why does He allow evil? Who invented evil? Did He invent evil? I don't believe He's the author of evil, but He created people that initiated evil, that practiced evil, and in the Garden of Eden. So that's a hard question for sure.
Well, you mentioned.
I've debated Dan Barker on that. And here's the thing I'll say about apologetics in a practical way. and debating atheist, couple things. They all want to claim that they were born again at one time and now they're not. Well, that's a biblical impossibility. Secondly, for instance, debating Dan Barker, I learned that he wants to use the Bible as a cudgel against the Bible, but then the Christian isn't supposed to use the Bible to prove the Bible. So, you know, they want to have things both ways, and you can't.
Got you. Here's you. We're close on time here. You mentioned a website. So tell our listeners what the website is, and if somebody has questions about apologetics or your ministry, how can they contact you?
So the website to go to is apologeticsnow.org, and it has my email and phone number on there. I won't recite that now, but just to go on apologeticsnow.org. My five books are listed there. There's five courses that we already, that you brought up. Those are actual titles of the course, I call them mini courses. And those are on there. All my contact is on there. The phone I'm on now, that number's on the website. People can also go on YouTube to Dr. Andrew Knight. There's about 116 videos up, teaching videos up there. All on apologetics, mostly all on apologetics. Some are not, but mostly.
Well, we are out of time, and Andrew, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. And next week, Chris Larson of Ligonier Ministries is going to be with us, and he's going to be telling us more about the new children's curriculum that they're going to be offering starting in September. And that's next Sunday afternoon here on Ministry Update.
You've been listening to Ministry Update with Salem Media Group Ministry Development Director John Stolz. Join us again next week at this very same time for Ministry Update. This was a pre-recorded show.